Okay, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading them. Today is Monday, June 12th, and the S&P finished the week at highs of the year. This week, all eyes are on the Fed. There's important inflation data out this week. Plus, crude oil slides 4%. Will Tesla's impressive win streak continue? And Oracle on the move ahead of earnings. Plus, with crude oil down, are there any wheel trading opportunities that we can take? We'll take a look today. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge, and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. I'm running the show by myself today, but on most days, I'm joined by Rockwell Trading's founder, Marcus Heitkoder. And even though I promise that you're in good hands with me being here solo, you could say we have a ton of trading experience at Rockwell Trading. We know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, you've come to the right place. Now, before we dive in and show you our trades and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. And let me go ahead and share my chart. Here we have the S&P 500 up and the S&P 500 up about a quarter of a percent above the 4,300 mark. So we talked about it last week, breaking through 4,200 last week, staying up there, flirting with 4,300 all week long. You know that there's these round numbers that sometimes act as psychological support and resistance. And last week it was 4,300 all week long, flirting just shy of that level. And then on Friday, we opened higher, traded higher, and almost stayed above it, but ended the week at 4,299. Now, it was the highest close for the S&P this year. Right now, though, 4,309. So staying above 4,300 for the entire session. If we look at a weekly chart, the S&P is on a four-week win streak right now. The Dow up 2 weeks straight, so finishing the week up 0.3%, positive week for the Dow. The NASDAQ continues to be on this, you know, tear higher. It looks like we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks higher consecutively. Nice week for the NASDAQ. And right now, the NASDAQ's up a half of a percent. So markets are slightly higher as we point our attention towards the Fed. So the Fed. Let's take a look at the CME Market Watch here. We see that the Fed's meeting is in 2 days, 2 hours, 56 minutes, and 39 seconds. This is a two-day policy meeting where the Fed will make their decision on interest rates, wrapping it up on Wednesday. And right now, probabilities point to the Fed keeping rates the same. So investors believe that the Fed will pause their rate hikes. The Fed raising rates at its fastest pace, with more so than any time in the last 40 years, coming to a pause based on probabilities. There's still a 25% probability that the Fed will hike a quarter point. But at this point, it really looks as though traders have priced in no hike going into this week. Now, if we look at probabilities overall, Fed funds futures show that, you know, rates should stay the same at this month's meeting. And then in July, there's a little bit of indecision here. 31% believing rates will stay the same, 53% believing they will increase a quarter point, 15% believing it will be a half a point hike. Right now, that quarter point hike is the most likely scenario based on Fed funds futures and probabilities, staying the same in September, and then maybe we get a cut in November, staying the same in December. So at least based on probabilities, traders believe that the Fed still has the potential to raise rates a quarter point this year before cutting rates in November. Well, we'll know a lot more about what the Fed has planned and also what their decision is on Wednesday. We could take a look at the economic calendar here and and see what's in store this week and also what's planned for Wednesday. Today, nothing significant on the calendar, but tomorrow, core CPI, CPI data, major report. So this is the last data that the Fed has to interpret going into their decision on Wednesday. So this is a red flag report. It's definitely significant. We'll see if there are any surprises there. Right now, the forecast is that core CPI was up 0.4%. CPI was up 0.2%, so a little bit lower than the previous month's reading. And that CPI year over year is coming in at 4.1%, which would be a decent amount lower than the previous reading. So this is going to be interesting in the spotlight tomorrow. 5:30 on the West Coast, 8:30 Eastern time, about an hour before markets open up. So this is definitely something to watch tomorrow. And then we move on to Wednesday. We have PPI data in the morning. The Fed releasing their rate decision, also their statement and economic projections at 11 a.m. on the West Coast. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then the press conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. So a lot going on tomorrow and also on Wednesday. Since we have the economic calendar open, we see that there's also retail sales data, unemployment claims on Thursday, pre-market, an hour before the bell. And then on Friday, we have preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment at 10 a.m. Eastern. So a pretty active economic calendar, especially compared to last week. But the key topics or the key things to be aware of, tomorrow's CPI reading and the Fed on Wednesday. Not on the calendar, but another thing just kind of adding to the mix is that not only will the Fed be active this week, but the ECB will also make a decision on rates this week. So a lot going on. And if we go back to the charts, we could see that even though markets are higher, the VIX is also higher. The VIX is up almost 5%. So the VIX tracking S&P options premium going out about 30 days shows that investors and traders are now pricing in a little more volatility, expecting a little more movement based on S&P options. And I mean, on one hand, that's to be expected with such an active week, but typically you see that the VIX is down on up days and the VIX is up on down days, and that's not the case today. Now, let's take a look at crude oil here, because crude oil just getting hammered. Last week, we were down just a little bit, finishing 2% lower, trading around $70 a barrel. And today, we're down just over 3%, got close to 4%, trading around $67 a barrel, right now $67.86. So getting through some of those lows that we saw in May and trading at levels not seen since we had this reversal at the very beginning of May. So looks like we might be seeing a little support there, but with this drop, there were some oil and gas stocks to take a look at if you're trading the wheel or you're trading some of these pullbacks that might take place. We'll look at that with PowerX Optimizer in just a little bit, but until we do, let's look at a few movers. And let's take a look at Tesla. Tesla just on a huge, huge rally. Look at this. After finishing 2 days lower, back-to-back late May, Tesla up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 consecutive trading sessions in a row. Gosh, let's see what this is as a percentage. Crazy. 11 days in the row, up almost 34% based on today's move higher, up 1% today. We'll see if this win streak continues, but Tesla just on a massive winning streak. We see here just breaking through what could have been considered resistance with February's highs, getting back to levels not seen since November of 2022. So pretty nice move for Tesla. Now, let's also take a look at Oracle. ORCL is the ticker. And Oracle, interesting because we actually have earnings coming out after the bell, but Oracle up 5.5% right now. There was an analyst upgrade. Wolf Research raised their rating for Oracle and their target to 130. And if we look at a chart for Oracle having a rough 2022, 130, that target, has that never occurred? We go to weekly chart. Yeah, I guess we've never been at those levels, but Wolf Research thinks that that's fair game for Oracle. These highs back in 2021 taken out and a real nice move here. Gosh, if we look at a weekly, last week was also strong, up 3.7%. And similar to Tesla, we've just been up and away, up for, 7 weeks straight. And it looks like we'll see a continuation, at least based on where we're trading right now. Let's go over to PowerX Optimizer, because here we could take a look at the earnings analysis tool that we have. And let's see what Oracle typically does. There we go. So I like to look at the last 12 quarters, which would be the last 3 years. And we see that historically they beat earnings expectations. So 10 out of the last 12 quarters have been a positive or an earnings beat. Now the overnight reaction, so the reaction to earnings, really it's just a wash. Up 50% of the time, down 50% of the time. Now the average typically up higher than it's down. And then the 7-day move, this is also not very decisive, or at least based on past data, but we do see that up 7 out of the last 12 times. So slightly better to the upside. Although interesting to see that the average up is not as nice as, or it's less than the average down. So a little bit hit or miss with earnings, even though they tend to beat on earnings. And even though the overnight reaction might be mixed, it tends to be a lot bigger to the upside than the downside. So kind of interesting to see these earnings. We're out of the general earnings season, so we might have a couple here and there. Oracle probably the biggest that we're going to see for a week or two. Going back to the wheel analyzer here, though, let's take a look at what's going on. And right now, not a lot popping up on the scanner. To be honest, this is not a surprise to me. Without a significant move lower, or even just a move lower, and with the quiet week that we had last week, the quiet day that we've had today, slightly higher, not a lot popping up. We did have some oil and gas stocks to take a look at. Devon was one, Devon Energy. So with crude oil down, we did have a few oil and gas stocks that were popping up. Right now, Devon strike is 47. So Devon strike at 47, a little bit high for me. Also, if I'm to look at something like Suncor, this is something that we created recently, and I was keeping an eye on this one. Suncor, 29 strike. I just want to refresh this, make sure that there are no issues. And I'm connected to the server. There we go. I got a pop-up that we don't see too often. So I just wanted to make sure that we were good there. So Suncor, we traded this. 27.50 is a strike I've traded. 28 I've traded. Marcus traded 28 recently. 29 strikes a little bit high. We really like to trade near support. And I see support here about 28. 29 is a little bit on the high side. So not really a fan of 29. Oxy to me was the best consideration for the day. The 57.50 popped up. And if you were trading right at the open, you might have got the 57 with 30% annualized. We see that to meet our minimum, our line in the sand, what we like to do is collect premium that would generate 30% annualized based on the premium collected and the time to expiration. Right now, we see that that would be a minimum of 24 cents. The 58 strike is something that would generate that 30% minimum. A little bit on the high side to me. I like 55 to 57 at the support level or a little bit lower. And We had a trader today say that, hey, I've traded the 55 to 58 multiple times, haven't been assigned an Oxy. That's definitely the case. This is a good looking wheel chart, some nice support at these levels and some nice ranges here. But I'd like to be a little bit lower here. 57, really my target, what I would be excited about. Not seeing that today. But also, I think it's important to take the day in context. And right now, if we look at the day, we're positive for the session, not a whole lot of movement, and we have a big economic calendar. So I think that for now, I would keep an eye on oil and gas plays, see if we get a bigger drop in crude oil, something, if it just bottoms out, just really drops, maybe there's something to consider in the second half of the trading session. Otherwise, I want to see what the reaction is to CPI data tomorrow. If we come in line with expectations or if there's a big surprise, we'll have to see. But a big surprise could definitely move the market. And then, of course, that data, that information is going to be considered by the Fed. So no trades for me today. I am in PNC, and PNC here flirting with 130, pulling back a little bit. I'm loving this move that we had last week. PNC getting back to these levels. A little bit of a pause. Now I just need to break through. I own shares at 136. Looking to sell calls at 136 if there's enough premium there. But we need to get through these highs for that to be the case. Looked like 133 had that 30% available. 134 was very close, but not quite enough premium at 136. Marcus also in CTRA right now. CTRA right in this mid-range. He has a real nice low break-even, but trading mid-range. His cost basis is at 26. Nothing to do there. Let's go back and look at a couple more movers before we wrap things up for the day. Let's take a look at the NASDAQ. So NDAQ is the ticker. Most of the time we're talking about the NASDAQ looking at the actual index, the NASDAQ composite or the NASDAQ 100, but the NASDAQ itself is traded on the exchange. And here we see a huge drop down 12%. Now this comes after they announced that they are going to buy a software firm known as Adenza. And this would be a $10.5 billion deal. It would be the largest acquisition for the NASDAQ. And, you know, on one hand, maybe investors don't think that this is a good idea. But on the other hand, what typically happens is when there is a company buying another company, the company doing the buying, you know, putting out that cash typically drops on the deal, and the company getting bought typically increases and moves higher on the deal. So on one hand, this is normal, but we started the day down about 7% and it continued. So maybe some investors not super, super excited about that right now. And the NASDAQ down almost 11.5%. A few others moving. We could look at Carnival Cruise Line. CCL is the ticker. Huge move for Carnival, up 12.5% right now, getting back to levels that we haven't seen since May of 2022. Now, JP Morgan did upgrade Carnival Cruise Lines, citing continued demand in the cruise line industry. So a nice move higher for Carnival. Another one on the move here, NEO. We could take a look at NEO. NEO not moving anywhere close to the way that Tesla has been moving, but a nice move today. They reported earnings on Friday of last week, had an earnings beat, but slightly worse revenue. Today up 9%. They said that they are cutting their prices for their vehicles, and they're also ending free battery swaps for new buyers. So up a little bit, up 9%, up a little bit. 9% is a huge move, but based on the range that we had Friday, we're just kind of trading within that range that we had one trading session previously. So a few market movers. Looking back at the major indices, the NASDAQ leading the way up 0.6%, drifting higher. The S&P above 4,300, sitting tight right around where we opened the day. The Dow slightly higher for the session as well, right around where we opened. So positive for the session. Not a whole lot of movement or volatility for the actual trading session. And it does look like traders are waiting to see what CPI brings tomorrow. And then, of course, what the Fed decides to do. So that does it for today's market update. If you like this video, please give the video a like. We love likes. And if you're new to the channel, please subscribe. And if you like the video, hey, I'm going to be back here tomorrow. Until then, though, happy trading.